This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. It is commonly known that Texas leads the nation in the number of executions the state performs, but the death chamber has been idle since April, and there have been as many stays of executions this year as there have been actual executions. More important, perhaps, in the flurry of stays are the reasons cited for the postponements. So could this be the sign of something broader going on when it comes to the death penalty in Texas? Catherine Case is executive director of Houston-based Texas Defender Service. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Why are so many people talking about the prospect of a rethinking of the death penalty going on in Texas? Is that more wishful thinking, more headline-grabbing stuff, or is there some truth to it?
People are talking about some change in Texas's use of the death penalty because we've had so many fewer executions this year. We've had stays of execution, and because the rate of death sentencing is dropping dramatically in Texas.
It seems like it's not just Texas. It seems like nationwide there is something happening. And I suppose the challenge for people trying to understand that is whether or not this is an anomaly, or if, in fact, the conversation has somehow shifted, and if so, why?
Well, what's happened nationwide is that you've seen the rest of the country fall out of using the death penalty. I mean, there's been a huge reduction in new death sentences nationwide and a huge reduction in the use of executions. And that has come to Texas now. For example, last year, Texas had only two new death sentences. This year, we've had three. And those are incredibly low numbers. One of our highest years was 1999 when we sent 39 people to death row.
Mm-hmm.
So what you are seeing in Texas is this huge, huge reduction, which in some ways makes sense because, as I say, nationwide, the rest of the country is also saying we really don't need to use the death penalty as frequently as we've used it because we have life without parole. And that does keep people in prison for life. And if we're wrong, if people are innocent, we can go back and get them. Whereas if they're innocent and they've been executed, we really can't resurrect
sure.
them.
But I'm sort of trying to get at this why question. And I guess, immediately one thinks of the headlines. And there's been so much conversation over the availability of the lethal injection drug alone. Do you think that's a factor here? That the reality of putting people to death is just becoming harder?
If that were a factor, I think we'd see stays of executions granted on that basis. In fact, what we're seeing are questions about whether we've got the right person. So we've had a stay for further DNA testing.
Mm-hmm.
We've had stays because experts gave false testimony. We've also had stays because it turns out that the forensic proof in the case, the science, was bad, and the science has in fact changed. So what we're seeing are stays because we're understanding that the evidence that was used to convict and put people on death row was not infallible. And when you have doubt like that, the courts should properly put the brakes on things. But the other thing that's going on is there seems to be a conversation at the Court of Criminal Appeals about the continued constitutionality of the death penalty.
Really? Where are you seeing that? Is it because of the nature of the stays in 2016?
I think that some of it is that the court is responding to the broader conversation nationwide about the continued viability of the death penalty. But we know this conversation's going on because there have been two opinions this summer from Elsa Alcala, who is a judge on the Court of Criminal Appeals,
mm-hmm.
who has said that she thinks the court needs to discuss, in open court, in oral argument, the continued constitutionality of the death penalty. And among the things that she raises are things such as the fact that practically any murder in the state of Texas could be capital murder. And if the death penalty is supposed to be reserved for the worst of the worst, mm-hmm. not every murder should qualify for the death penalty for that to be constitutional. She also has observed that the death penalty has been overused in the state of Texas against African Americans relative to their representation in the population.
Forgive me for interrupting, but we're coming close on, we're out of time really. But I have to ask, this is Law and Order Texas, right? I mean, we are talking about the same state that has led the nation historically. I think a lot of people would struggle to accept the idea that there is a fundamental rethink going on among many conservatives and Republicans here in the state.
We've led the nation in exonerations. So any state that can admit that it's wrong about putting the wrong people in prison, I think can rethink the death penalty. And that seems to be what's happening here.
Catherine Case, Executive Director of Houston-based Texas Defender Service. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
You're welcome.